Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the thinking and linking in the media. Today's topic, the Silk Railroad. Part of the enjoyment of being a more thoughtful consumer of news is seeing how the stories link, because stories do link, and the way that they link often says more about what is really going on than the original story. Sometimes those links are symbolic, sometimes thematic, and sometimes very literal indeed. For example, on July 1st of this year, China completed the world's highest railroad, from the existing rail connection in Golmud to the Tibetan capital Lhasa. Coverage centered on the engineering challenges, cost, possible environmental consequences, and the good or bad consequences to the previously isolated Tibetan culture. 4 days later, there was another story about the border crossing between China and India at Nathu La being reopened for the first time since the 1962 border war. The coverage talked about Nathu La's role in the ancient Silk Road system of trails that caravans traveled between China through India to the Middle East and Europe. It described the limited trade in local goods that began on opening day, in things such as yak pelts. Then on the 10th of this month, China announced that within 3 years, the rail line would be extended from Lhasa to Zigaze. Apart from being Tibet's second largest city and the seat of the Panchen Lama, Zigaze is also the closest city to the Nathu La Pass, and thus the stories connect, literally. With China having a railroad right to one side of the border, pressure will grow for India to bring its own line to connect to it. China and India had $18.7 billion in trade last year, and that is expected to grow to between $22 and $23 billion this year. A reliable, inexpensive, high-volume land route for goods would be a huge economic boost for both of their economies, already the fastest growing on Earth. A strong India-China trade bloc could represent a substantial challenge to American economic might and, through that, worldwide political power as well. There will almost certainly be more linkages, both physical as well as cause and effect, with the Silk Railroad. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.